Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is February 28, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Heart failure in the elderly. Epidemiology, mechanisms, and management. The majority of patients with heart failure, HF, are of advanced age. The lifetime risk for developing HF is approximately 25%, with a sharp increase in incidence observed after the age of 70. While the lifetime risk is nearly equal for men and women, women show a higher propensity to develop heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, HFPEF, whereas men are more prone to heart failure with reduced ejection fraction, HFREF. Article number 2. Switching from warfarin to direct oral anticoagulants in frail elderly Asian patients with atrial fibrillation, a Korean nationwide study. A previous European trial found that switching from well-managed warfarin to direct oral anticoagulants, DOACs, in frail elderly patients with atrial fibrillation was associated with a higher bleeding risk. This underscores the clinical importance of evaluating the safety and effectiveness of such switches in diverse populations. Understanding outcomes in frail elderly Asian patients is particularly crucial due to potential demographic and clinical differences impacting anticoagulant management. This research addresses a significant therapeutic challenge in optimizing anticoagulation for a vulnerable patient group. Article number 3. Carotid plaque macrophage burden and inflammatory lipid-associated macrophage markers predict secondary major adverse cardiovascular events after endarterectomy. This study found that the burden of macrophages within carotid plaques and specific inflammatory lipid-associated macrophage markers serve as predictors for secondary major adverse cardiovascular events, MACE, following endarterectomy. The data establishes a direct link between the cellular content of atherosclerotic lesions and future cardiovascular outcomes. These findings indicate that detailed characterization of macrophage populations in carotid plaques provides crucial prognostic information. This information can guide risk stratification for patients after carotid endarterectomy. Article number 4. Myocardial microcirculation combined with lactate measurements predicts ventricular contractility in a canine DCD orthotopic heart transplantation during ex situ machine perfusion. This canine orthotopic heart transplantation study demonstrated that combining myocardial microcirculation data with lactate measurements accurately predicts ventricular contractility in donation after circulatory death, DCD hearts, during ex situ machine perfusion. The research verified novel prediction parameters for heart transplant viability that were previously developed in porcine models. These findings indicate that integrating microcirculation assessment improves the evaluation of transplantable hearts. This provides a more robust method beyond relying solely on lactate levels. Article number 5. Long troponin T to separate troponin elevations among patients with atrial fibrillation versus myocardial infarction. Patients presenting to the emergency department with atrial fibrillation often show elevated troponin levels, which are rarely due to myocardial infarction. However, current high-sensitivity cardiac troponin T assays measure both intact and fragmented forms, failing to distinguish between myocardial injury from atrial fibrillation and actual myocardial infarction. This situation presents a significant diagnostic challenge for clinicians. There is a clear need for methods to accurately separate these distinct causes of troponin elevation for appropriate patient management. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description, or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.